If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a spectacular guest for you this half hour, Amy Myers, physician, author of The Autoimmune Solution, Prevent and Reverse the Full Spectrum of Inflammatory Symptoms and Diseases, published by HarperOne. She's a specialist in autoimmune disease whose career was set in motion by her own experience in dealing with autoimmune issues. She graduated cum laude from the Honors College at the University of South Carolina, attended LSU Medical School, completed a residency in emergency medicine at Maryland, and now practices. Where do you practice now, Amy?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
And so at the Austin, I thought it was in Austin, Texas, because it's known, her functional medical center there is known as Austin Ultra Health. Amy,
yes.
What is inflammatory disease? And let's first do that one. What is inflammatory disease?
Well, let's first just talk about, you know, inflammation, which is our natural body's process. When you sprain your ankle, it gets red and swollen and it hurts. And that's our body's natural process that happens when we have injury or damage to our tissue. But what is happening is when damage is going on long term and inflammation is going on in the body, it really is the beginning process of pretty much all chronic disease. The cardiologist will now tell you heart attacks are an inflammatory process. And certainly anybody suffering from anything out there with that ends in itis, pancreatitis, iritis, diverticulitis, anything with itis, that signals inflammation. That's an inflammation of that particular body part.
So when you say inflammation, is that swelling? Is it immune cells coming there? What specifically is happening that's causing that we say is inflammation?
So yes, both of those things are happening, and what happens is our immune systems are going in to help our to repair the tissue that's being damaged, and so part of that outward manifestation is that swelling and the redness and the heat, and what's going on deeper inside is that many cells are rushing to the scene trying to fix the situation. And then, of course, we can go into full-blown autoimmunity, which is where that system goes awry and begins to attack our own tissues, thinking that they are foreign or that they are damaged, and they're going in to fix it, and meanwhile end up attacking it and creating a process where your body begins to attack itself.
So what I think of, and tell me where I'm wrong here, is the inflammation, the normal amount is when you get injured, you repair it, and then your immune cells commit suicide, if you will. And autoimmunity is the friendly fire that occurs when they don't commit suicide normally but keep on attacking. Is that the right way of thinking about it, or is there other ways that are better?
Well, that's in theory a good way to think of it. However, you know, nobody knows 100% how an autoimmune disease occurs. There's certainly many theories, and I talk about them in my book, and many factors. So I would say inflammation is a normal process, right? Like I mentioned, you cut your leg, you twist your ankle, and those cells are going in to repair. I don't know that with autoimmunity, a cell is not going into, I guess one of the theories is, say, heavy metals or infections are damaging those cells, and the body is then coming in to repair those cells. And yes, they don't end up dying, and they can either attack the mercury or the virus or the bacteria and inadvertently attack your tissue as well. And I can certainly get into some of the processes by which that happens, if you'd like, or by which
you
think
it happens. Well, let's go. Let me just refer people to your website. If people want more information than I'm going to get because we're limited in time, they can either go to Amy Myers, AmyMyersMD.com, or get the book, The Autoimmune Solution, Prevent and Reverse the Full Spectrum of Inflammatory Systems and Diseases. Okay, let's answer a question that got sent in. I have thyroid disease. Is that an autoimmune disease? How should I have prevented it? And are most thyroid diseases autoimmune diseases or just some?
So to answer it, most all thyroid disease is autoimmune disease, but the only way to know if it's autoimmune or not is to actually have your thyroglobulin antibodies and your thyroid peroxidase antibodies checked. Some doctors naturally check this when you are found to either have a high or a low thyroid, but many doctors don't bother to check it because in conventional medicine, their treatment is the same regardless. If your thyroid is low, to give you thyroid replacement. They, in conventional medicine, and I am classically trained as a conventional doctor, and now I practice functional medicine where I actually try to get to the root, which is what my book is about, and obviously what this question is about as well. They don't believe that whether it's autoimmune or just simply low thyroid, that it makes any difference in terms of treatment. I would say differently. I think that if you have low thyroid or certainly autoimmune thyroid, it puts you in a different category, and we really do want to look for those root causes that got you into the situation. We know that if you have one autoimmune disease, you're three times more likely to get another. Now, if you have what's classically known as Hashimoto's or autoimmune hypothyroidism, you might think, oh, I just take my thyroid replacement and, you know, I'm fine. But the next autoimmune disease may be lupus or MS or rheumatoid arthritis, and those are things that you can't simply just take a pill for and sort of feel normal. So in my book, I talk about five underlying causes or four pillars of the Myers Way, which is my program, and those are the diet that we're eating today with the grains and legumes and things that are hybridized and genetically modified and processed and chemically altered to our gut being leaky, and if people don't know what that is, I can certainly go into that, to toxins in our environment, infections that we're all being exposed to, and the stressful lives that we're leading. And I find that typically people with any type of autoimmune disease typically have some, if not each of these five factors being out of balance or have a problem there. And when we address all of those issues or all of those five factors, we can often reverse that autoimmunity and get people off of medications and become symptom-free. So to answer the first question, they wouldn't know if it's autoimmune or not unless they tested for antibodies.
Let's go first into leaky gut. So even if you have the antibodies or even if you don't, you still would think about leaky gut. So what is leaky gut and what do you do about it?
So most of us are kind of walking around probably with some degree because of the fact that we're all eating these processed diets and genetically modified diets and hybridized foods. Our gut is normally sits together, our gut wall, and held together with tight junctions in our small intestines. And we have little villi where we digest and absorb teeny, teeny, tiny little particles. And that's how we get our nutrients from the food that we eat. When we bombard our digestive tract with foods that are genetically modified and hybridized and altered, we breathe and are exposed to all the toxins in the environment now. When we're taking medications like acid-blocking medications or things like Advil or antibiotics or steroids, over time, these tight junctions can actually break apart. And what happens then is large particles, large proteins that were never meant to get into our bloodstream, like, say, the gluten molecule or even certain viruses and bacteria, can get in, and they begin to stimulate our immune system. What most people don't really realize is that 80% of our immune system is right there in our gut. So it's there, you know, defending us every day. And when these tight junctions break apart and these larger particles that are foreign and never should have come into our bloodstream, then our immune system goes on attack. So
the tight junctions, Amy, we've got a break. So we've been talking with Amy Myers, The Autoimmune Solution, Prevent and Reverse the Full Spectrum of Inflammatory Symptoms. We'll talk more about the tight junctions and how you get them tight again when we come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. RadioMD.com. Stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. When we, at the end of this half hour, we're going to have one of the questions you asked about the do-over, your do-over. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But first, we've got a spectacular guest, and I love our guest, if you will, for what she can provide in information. The autoimmune solution, prevent and reverse the full spectrum of inflammatory symptoms and diseases. Amy Myers, MD, her website, Amy Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, A-M-Y, obviously, M-Y-E-R-S, MD.com. When we broke, we were talking about the loosening of junctions in your gut and allowing large proteins to get across and causing autoimmune disease. Bridget, do you think this is common, and is there, Amy, a way of preventing it? And if so, what do we then worry about?
So I couldn't tell if that was directed towards me or Bridget, but if that's for me, this is extremely common.
It is for you, Amy. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So this is extremely common, and I see it in my practice day in and day out, because I'm now at this point seeing vastly, mostly patients with autoimmunity, although I will see a patient with any type of complaint whatsoever, but mostly I see autoimmunity. And with Dr. Fasano out of Harvard, his research about leaky gut states that you really have to have a leaky gut in order to get autoimmunity. It's really the gateway to health, and that is one of the factors that must be necessary in order to have autoimmunity. So again, in my practice, it's very, very common. What can you do to prevent it? The number one thing you can do to prevent it is to be born vaginally and be breastfed. This actually starts at birth or before, and coming down that birth canal and getting all the good bacteria and the prostaglandins to help seal up that gut. And then preventative is trying to not be on antibiotics. And then we can go into a whole host of other factors that I talk about in my book, including our diet and the food that we're eating. There's a lot
so
of research.
One of the questions we have, Amy, is there any difference between the natural bacteria that you would get with a vaginal delivery or breastfeeding and just taking a probiotic? Why can't we just take a mixture of probiotics and get the same protection that we would have from whether it's being breastfed or being born vaginally and doing other things?
Well, the research out there, I mean, of course, getting something naturally is always better than taking something from a pill, but there's a lot of research out there that's saying that our gut flora and fauna is really established by the age of 2 years old. And then, of course, we can do things to alter it. Our gut, just within 48 hours of eating a particular diet or changing your diet, can alter the gut flora and fauna. So probiotics are helpful, as are, in certain cases, fermented foods and prebiotics and things to help build the good bacteria and constantly fostering that. Because we do know now our diet absolutely influences those bacteria, both in a good way and in a bad way.
So Mrs. O.D. has written in on our email line, and anyone can write in, by the way. It's udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, and has said, do you then eat meat-free, that is, red meat-free, I assume she's meaning, and if so, how do you get your protein, and does it matter whether we eat meat-free or not?
I would say absolutely so. In my book, the first chapter is really my story and my story about autoimmunity. I actually became a vegetarian at the age of 14 and was a vegetarian for 27 years. And I believe that was one of the factors leading into my autoimmune disease. And I now eat essentially a paleo diet. So I eat mostly meat, vegetables, and a little bit of fruit, occasionally some grains here or there. But my book is really a paleo diet book. And if people, I mean, my book, the program in my book, I have a lot more information than just a diet. So in my book, if people aren't familiar with the word paleo, it's sort of back to our ancestors in the Paleolithic times before we became an agrarian society and growing grains and legumes and, you know, and whatnot. So it's really eating meat, fruits, some vegetables, and if you're not on an autoimmune protocol, nuts and seeds.
Bridge, your question, and then we'll come back to the question I was asked.
Yeah, so the first question that I have is about gluten, because I think that, especially after seeing a lot of my patients that have gone on to a paleo diet or cut out gluten, it seems that that is the first thing that helps them heal. Can you talk a little bit about gluten and the association with autoimmune disease?
Sure. So, I mean, most people think that this is just a fad and, you know, a growing industry of the gluten-free industry. And to some degree, for some people it might be, but for many of us, particularly those with autoimmunity, gluten really is an issue, and there is a lot of research to support this. Again, Dr. Fasano out of Harvard has done most of the research with leaky gut, the topic we had talked about, and says that gluten actually causes a leaky gut in everybody. But some people can, you know, our gut cells turn over every 24 to 48 hours, so they can just repair that. But nobody probably should be eating it. Some can repair, some can't. Those of us on the autoimmune spectrum, it really is a big problem. And people will say, well, wait, we've always eaten bread. Well, no, actually we haven't. Or bread is the staple of life, or the bread of life. And the bread that you and I are eating now, or I'm not eating it, but if you're eating bread, the bread is not the same bread that our parents ate, or even what our grandparents ate. It has been hybridized. So we're in the perfect storm right now. The wheat has been hybridized. There's a lot more gluten in the actual wheat. We've been able to deaminate it, meaning that it can be water-soluble. So it's in everything now, from shampoo to toothpaste to, you know, fake tuna sushi rolls or crab sushi rolls to your veggie burger to, obviously, bread. And we have these leaky guts from the toxins in our environment, the foods we're eating, the medications we're taking. So it's this perfect storm of it's not the same bread or wheat that our parents ate. We are eating lots more of it. It's hidden everywhere. And then we have leaky gut. And then you put those three things together, and this is a very, very inflammatory food for most people. I'm not going to say everybody, but for most people, and particularly those who are on the autoimmune spectrum or have an autoimmune disease.
We've been talking with Amy Myers. The book is called, in fact, you're going to have to help me with the name of the book, Amy, but I think it's called The Autoimmune Solution, Prevent and Reverse the Full Spectrum of Inflammatory Diseases, Amy Myers, MD. The question we were asked is one for me, that is from your do-over book, why are social networks so important? And the answer, studies show that social networks have a viral and contagious nature. That is, we take on the habits of people around us. In short, your friend walks, you walk. Your friend eats donuts, you eat donuts. This may happen in part because of something you have in your brain called mirror neurons. When you observe the action of another, these neurons fire in your brain in the exact way they would if you were completing the action yourself. That's why you have this, and that's why you need to change your environment, change the people you associate with for a do-over. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. We want to thank Amy Myers, MD, for a great...
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RADIOMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents,
you should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends,
you have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.